The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging deplorable.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right, folks, let's jump right into this. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the program on a breaking news Thursday, and we've got a lot going on. By now, you do know the news of the day that terrorists have attacked in Kabul, Afghanistan. Looks like American citizens were the targets, as well as our military. And we're going to be following this story throughout today's show. We are going to have reaction, and we will bring you the very latest information. If, in fact, the White House decides to weigh in on this, and we don't know because Biden just turns his back. Anytime anybody asks anything about Afghanistan, the guy just turns his back and walks away. But I want you to hear this right out of the gate this morning. President Joe Biden has blood on his hands today. This administration, they have blood on their hands. Every single person that was maimed, that was wounded, that was killed, that's on Joe Biden. This administration, as late as yesterday, they were bragging about the success of their evacuation efforts. But I got to tell you, their math doesn't add up. Biden math doesn't add up. You've got over 70,000, they say over 70,000 people have been evacuated. Out of that 70,000, they say 4,400 were, in fact, Americans who were evacuated. The Biden administration told us from day one there were about 15,000 Americans who were trapped in Afghanistan. So the Biden administration comes out yesterday and says, yeah, we had 15,000 people there. We've evacuated 4,400, and there are 1,500 Americans left. And out of that 1,500, only 500 want to be evacuated. Okay, well, what happened to the rest? I mean, if you do the Biden math, it doesn't add up. In other words, they are trying to divert our attention. The fact of the matter is there are a lot of Americans still left in Afghanistan, and they are being targeted by the terrorists. Now, right now, as far as we know, the only people that have been injured that we know of are, in fact, three U.S. Marines. However, the State Department is telling us there have been casualties among American citizens. That could have been at the airport. It could have been at the Barron Hotel, which is where the second explosion happened. That second explosion, by the way, targeting Americans who were in the hotel waiting to be evacuated. It's a great big mess. That's all it is, a great big mess. Now, look, we understand that Jen Circleback Psaki is going to be addressing reporters here in just a matter of moments. So here's the deal. When that happens, Grace, you're just going to interrupt me, whatever I'm doing, and we're going to seriously just go ahead and pop the audio up, and we're gonna go for this because we are dealing with a very dangerous situation right now. Here's what I think needs to happen, and we're going to open up the phone lines here. We've got to get our people out of there. We've got to do it. And right now, the only way I see that is on our hands and knees praying to Almighty God for a miracle. Because the Biden administration, they can't do this. Honest to God, if I was Joe Biden right now, I'd be calling Donald Trump and say, hey, can you come back and just handle this? What do we need to do to get our people out of Afghanistan? 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. We're going to be taking your calls on this all day. We are in a very dangerous, a very precarious point in American history. Here's my recommendation. I say for every American that is harmed, every American citizen that is harmed, whether they be wounded or killed, I say we eliminate one Afghani city. So they targeted three of our Marines. We ought to be, there should be three less Afghan cities. That's what I say. Blow them off the face of the earth. Look, this is the only thing. This is the only thing that's going to get through to these people. We're dealing with evil here. And quite frankly, we need to retaliate with the full force of Almighty God. That's what we need to be doing. They need to feel the wrath of God. These Taliban people, they are not to be trusted. We're getting reports already that that ISIS is already claiming responsibility for the attack. So we'll see how all of this plays out. But I'm telling you, folks, this smells to high heaven. We asked a question yesterday. Do you think this is intentional or do you think this is incompetence? Again, I don't believe Joe Biden is running the country. I suspect it's Barack Obama and Susan Rice, among others. But something is clearly, clearly not right. And now we're talking about hundreds of people, hundreds of Americans who are now literally facing danger. All right, let's go to the phones here. 901-260-5926, Jamie, Chattanooga, Tennessee, listening to us on Nuga Radio. Jamie, it's a horrible day for America.
Listen, Biden is a rodeo clown. He's a distraction. Obama is calling the shots from behind the scenes. Everybody knows he's a Muslim, okay? He's getting the terrorists back for America because they hate us. And Michelle is probably paying the white man back and everybody else for slavery, which, you know, I mean, this is terrible because they're trying to say people, I'm not a racist. I've never been a racist. How can you call somebody something when they're not that? But Obama's the one that's calling the shots.
What is the end game for Obama here in Afghanistan? Why do you think, if in fact you believe that Obama is the one calling the shots, and Jamie, look, we're not going to get into the man's religion. That's between him and his maker, Almighty God. Only he knows Barack Obama's heart. I don't know it. You don't know it. But why do you think Obama, what do you think the end game for Obama is in Afghanistan?
I saw when he went overseas to Saudi Arabia, he kneeled in front of this Muslim and they kissed him on the head and called him my son.
So you think he's in cahoots? So you think this is about the Islamic takeover of the world?
Yeah, Joe's a puppet. He's just a rodeo clown.
Right.
He's a front man. Obama's calling the shots.
All right, Jamie, appreciate the call. Ladies and gentlemen, do you agree with Jamie? She believes it's Barack Obama. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Let's go to Florida. Our good friend Gene, the Trump superfan, on the line. Gene, normally it is a joyous occasion when we talk to you, but there is no joy today in America, Gene. Lots of very, very concerned people.
No, you know what, Todd, and unfortunately, you're absolutely correct. And this is the leadership that we have, and you can see what is going on. Even when Obama was president, the whole world was blowing up behind us, and that's exactly what's happening today. And that's why, Mr. President Trump, we love you, we miss you, and we can't wait for you to come back. Because obviously, Todd, we didn't have any of these issues with our president. Our president brought up ISIS back in the day on the campaign trail and said, I'm going to bomb the hell out of them, and he sure did. He took care of this country, of this world, and this is what we need right now. And I pray for all the men and women in uniform, and we love you all.
Well, we do, Gene, and we do need to be thinking about and praying for all of our military. There are not many left over there, and they're the ones that are literally standing between great evil and our fellow countrymen. So we have got a very, very dangerous situation unfolding there. And honest to God, again, I believe we've got enough troops on the ground to fight off the attackers. But if you're looking at 100,000 people fighting at you, that doesn't bode well. So, Gene, appreciate the call. Good hearing from you. And I will say this. This is why I think we need to start blowing up Afghani cities. We've got to send the Taliban a message here. Got to. We've just got to. This coming in now from the Military Times, they say that American troops, I'm sorry, they're saying that troops, we don't know if they're American, that troops are welding shut the gates at the Kabul airport. In other words, nobody's going to be getting on a jetliner today at the Kabul airport. From the Military Times, this is what we can tell you. The Pentagon confirmed multiple explosions in Kabul, including outside the international airport and close to the Baron Hotel, where evacuees have been staging in recent days. The Pentagon says the attack caused multiple U.S. and civilian casualties. Multiple sources, including on the ground in Kabul, confirmed to Military Times that troops are welding shut the airport gates in response to the attacks. And we're hearing that the terrorists are gathering at the airport, possibly for even more attacks. So, look, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're opening up the phone lines. We're giving you, America, a chance to speak your mind on what's happening in this country right now. How do we respond? How do we respond to this attack on American citizens? 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Our website is toddstearns.com. We'll also be reading your comments left behind on our Facebook Live page. We'll be right back, folks.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Stearns.
All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show, this breaking news edition of the program. Good to have you with us today, folks, and a lot going on. And we are the only national talk radio show that actually invites listeners to share their thoughts, their opinions, and their theories on the radio noon to 3 Eastern. So we are honored to have you with us today. By the way, now more than ever, you know it is so vitally important to support companies and organizations that share our values. That's why we support Patriot Mobile. Not only do they share our beliefs, they're actually doing something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier, they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes we care about. You need to do what I did, folks, which is switch to Patriot Mobile right now. And if you use my first name, the promo code Todd, you're going to get free activation and a free gift. If you are a veteran or a first responder, you're going to save even more money. Switching is super easy. All you have to do, go to patriotmobile.com/Todd, or you can call their U.S.-based customer service team at 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. All right, we're going to go to the phones. Before we do that, I want to give you a brief update. We understand President Biden has been briefed on the Kabul air attacks. Can you only imagine what that conversation was like? What's Kabul? What are we doing in Kabul? The guy's clueless. Or is he? So Biden has been alerted to the attacks. We understand that that about 13 people, they're now saying, are dead. Many others are wounded. We have video of the aftermath on our website. And I want to caution you, folks, it's pretty graphic. But the video is there if you want to see it. But it's incredibly graphic. All right, let's go to the phones. Bill in Cordova, Tennessee, listening to us on KWAM. Bill, what's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. Good morning. And first of all, well, thanks for having me on your show. And I want to reiterate one thing Gene said. I do want to express my appreciation and admiration for our military and what they do. Without them, you know, there's just no telling where we'd be. And but with that said, Joe Biden is he's violating his oath of office to protect and defend this country. He's really dropped the ball on his vote. Unfortunately, that itself is not an impeachable offense. I think it should be, but it's not. But second, he has endangered this country. He's weakened us internationally. We have no allies that have faith in us anymore. You know, he made a comment the other day. You actually played this on your show, and I didn't hear anybody mention this particular word. But he said, and I quote, "Our allies that are still with us," and that's very important to know that he's used the word "still" because we're losing our allies. They've lost their confidence in us, and Joe Biden has cost us so much in national security and our stage reputation around the world. This is it's just an abominable thing that he's done, and it's just horrible.
And I think that component of the story, Bill, is why people are wondering, okay, is this incompetence or is this intentional? Is there somebody else? And we all, I think, agree somebody else is pulling the strings at the White House. Is that person determined to damage our standing on the global stage? And if so, I can understand why people would think that was Barack Obama or Susan Rice.
Exactly. You know, Obama said a while back that America is not an exceptional country, and that kind of started us on this slide down. But I agree with you. I think it is somebody else. I think it's Obama, and I believe that China's got a hand in it. You know, China's been in Afghanistan for a few years now, doing some mining and other exploration that they're doing. And, you know, they have an interest there, and they have an interest for us not to be there. And I think Joe Biden's made a deal with them to get us out of Afghanistan at pretty much any cost.
Bill, we're going to leave it there. Got a lot of folks to get to. God bless you. Thank you for listening to KWAM, and thanks for listening to this program. Let's go to Rick, listening to us on The Talk Station. All right, Rick, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
I'm just saying that as incompetent as Joe is, that this is not fully orchestrated. It's not hard to fly helicopters or airplanes out of an area. They left military equipment there for a purpose. They've been destroying the country from inside with the CRT. Now they're destroying our credibility with all of our allies. We are going to be left alone to fight whoever's coming after us.
You've got that right, Rick. And the way we've behaved, I'm going to be shocked if we have a single ally that will stand alongside of us and fight with us, God forbid, if we come under attack. It's a good point you raise. Rick, God bless you, and thank you for the call. By the way, another crazy story. It turns out that a group of high school students and their parents are actually trapped in Afghanistan. We're talking about over a dozen students, I think about three dozen people altogether. They were over there on some sort of a summer vacation, a summer break, like a study abroad or something of that nature. These people are from El Cajon, and the group includes 16 parents, two dozen kids, apparently some of whom have witnessed the shootings and other violence at the airport. A spokesperson for the families, and I believe these are Afghani Americans. Nobody's doing well. They're trying their best to get to the airport, to get to the gates. They say the situation is horrible. Who in their right mind would think it was a good idea to send a bunch of teenagers and their parents to a war-torn, terrorist-infested country? Who does that? All right, look, got to take a break here, folks. A couple of lines open, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. My friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Mike created the Giza Dream Bed Sheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me, which is crucial for my busy schedule. Mike found the world's best cotton called Giza. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. The first night you sleep on the Giza sheet, you will never want to sleep on anything else. Giza Dream Sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors. Mike's latest incredible deal is the sale of the year. For a limited time, you get 50% off the Giza Dream Sheets. You receive a set for as low as $49.99. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use the promo code STARNS. You'll find not only this amazing offer, but also deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Call 800-839-8506 or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code STARNS. Debbie writes in, Todd, she says, Todd, your caller was exactly right. I said yesterday, this smells like Obama because of the sneaky behind-the-scenes way of achieving his goal. You mean to tell me the country with the greatest military in the world fell to the Taliban in a month? The no plan was the plan. All right, Debbie, thank you for that comment. Carol says, I believe it's Obama and his staff. They're the ones that are calling the shots. Doreen says the military takes an oath to defend Americans against enemies foreign and domestic, and that is true. But the reality of this, folks, is that somebody told the military to stand down. What a mess. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Very disturbing day. A lot going on, a lot of moving parts. We're going to have folks from Capitol Hill jumping in very sporadically today. I do want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Our good friend Congresswoman Nancy Mace joins us. Congresswoman, first, welcome to the show. Second, your reaction to what's happening in Afghanistan today.
I am gutted. My heart is broken. We should have never given up on Bagram. And where is the president today? This morning at 5:30 a.m., I received a call from a constituent that had a interpreter that was stuck at a gate at the Kabul airport, had made it through two Taliban checkpoints, and we don't know if he's alive right now. I mean, this has gone from chaos to catastrophe. We had no exit strategy, and this is what happened. We should have had a phased-out exit with conditions, and I don't understand why there's so much shock or surprise that terrorists, oh my gosh, are acting like terrorists. I don't know why we're withdrawing our troops when they just got there. We should not leave until every single American citizen is evacuated, until every single Afghan that was willing to take a bullet for our soldiers and for our country, we help them find a new home. I mean, this is unbelievable what's going on right now.
Reading some breaking news developments here. This is from Breitbart News and their White House correspondent. All of the White House meetings today are delayed or canceled. The White House will probably rely on the Pentagon to brief details about the bombings before they address the attack. Nancy, what are they waiting on? I mean, this has been going on for several hours now.
President Biden hasn't taken a single question. I have watched press conference after press conference after press conference where he gives a speech from a teleprompter, a speech that somebody else wrote, and he's told to leave the podium immediately and not take any questions. And the fact that he won't, and I actually walked out of a classified briefing on Tuesday, a bipartisan classified briefing, because the cabinet that Biden sent to brief us, number one, wasn't providing any new information that was classified. It was all publicly available information. And there were Republicans and Democrats asking very straightforward, poignant, solid questions that the cabinet refused to answer. And I just, this is just so unbelievable to me, of epic proportions. It is an absolute catastrophe what's going on right now. And the fact that our president won't answer any questions from the press or from Congress is inexcusable.
It is. And it is as inexcusable as it is also very dangerous. You know, we've been asking this question, Congresswoman. I'm going to ask you, do you believe that the Biden administration's handling of this is incompetence, or do you think it might be intentional? Because every single thing that Barack Obama wanted to happen to this country, again, attacking our place on the world stage, marginalizing us, separating us from our allies, that is happening right now on steroids.
We look so weak on the world stage right now. Our NATO allies don't trust us to lead NATO. We are in such a dire, I think, straight right now in terms of our inability to lead and to lead on this exit out of Afghanistan. Our allies don't trust us. Incompetency certainly is a part of it. Right now, my focus is on getting citizens out, whether we have a few hundred or a few thousand. No one really knows at this point. And getting out our translators and interpreters and allies, people that were willing to risk their lives for us, we should help them too. We shouldn't leave until every citizen is out of there, until we've demolished or removed billions of equipment. We gave the Taliban an air force, Humvees, artillery, firearms and munitions. We gave them a full military outfit. They're even literally wearing our combat uniforms right now, and they're going to shoot our men and women in uniform with our guns. And so my number one focus right now is to get our citizens out and any allies on the ground that we can get out, we do that. But there'll be a lot of questions. We've got time for questions 3 months, 6 months from now, but our focus as a nation should be not leaving until every American citizen is evacuated from Afghanistan.
You know, I'm curious what you think about Congressman Dan Crenshaw. He said what we ought to be telling the Taliban is blank you and get our people out of there no matter what, no matter how.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you come after us, you attack us, we shoot you and we kill you. I mean, this is, we don't negotiate with terrorists. And I know that the previous administration, the Trump administration, they had conditions that had to be met. And we know that the Taliban has violated those conditions. The Biden administration has 8 months to plan for this. And they planned for this literally at the peak fighting season of the Taliban, which for those that don't know, that's the end of August, 1st of September. I don't know why we did this when we did it. I don't know why we had an exit strategy not based on conditions that the Taliban followed. We have leverage. We have all the leverage in the world, literally. And we're being dictated to by terrorists. And then we had this awful attack this morning. It looks like suicide bombers, at least one suicide bomb, and there's another explosion nearby at a hotel. And we're being dictated to by terrorists in the Taliban right now. That's unforgivable.
Real quick, Nancy, are you guys getting any intel on Americans who might have been injured or killed in the attacks?
We're not right now, and in fact, as I mentioned earlier a few moments ago, I walked out of the classified meeting because the briefing we were given was not classified. So I doubt any information that Congress would be provided in a bipartisan manner would be relevant to the situation at hand as it stands.
All right. Nancy, we're going to leave it there. We appreciate you giving us what information you have. And let's just pray for our citizens trapped behind enemy lines.
Pray for our citizens. Pray for our soldiers. Pray for our Gold Star families. And pray for the Afghan people who are in danger.
Well said. All right. Congresswoman Nancy Mace on the line from the great state of South Carolina. Folks, it is a bad situation, and it's getting worse. This coming in, the State Department just sent an email to people on Capitol Hill asking congressional staff to stop engaging in what they call uncoordinated messaging by directing people in Kabul to the airport following the blast. I mean, what do you tell people now? I mean, there's no way for them to get to the airport. It's not safe. So how do you get those people out of there? By the way, the Taliban, they're blaming Joe Biden for the attack. What a mess. What a mess, ladies and gentlemen. Congressman Jim Banks just issuing a statement. I will read this to you. As a veteran who served in Afghanistan, my heart breaks for the families of the American service members and the Afghan people who are learning this morning that their loved ones have been harmed or killed in a terrorist attack. My wife, Amanda, and I are praying and grieving with them. The responsibility for this tragedy rests squarely on the shoulders of Joe Biden. His incompetence means American blood has been shed. This was avoidable and is unforgivable. Do you agree with Congressman Jim Banks, the Republican from Indiana, that this is an unforgivable act of violence? 901-260-5926. That is our telephone number for you to weigh in. 901-260-5926.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
morning, folks. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Very busy breaking news edition of the show. We are monitoring all of our news sources and will bring you whatever information we have regarding the attacks at the hotel and the airport in Afghanistan. As it now stands, we know of at least three U.S. Marines that were injured in the bomb attack at the airport. We know from the Pentagon and the State Department that there were American casualties. We do not know the extent of those casualties, but we will let you know as soon as we get that information. Let's go to the phones. Keith in Florida listening to us on the live stream. All right, Keith, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Todd, this is a sad day for our country. And let me start this conversation off by asking God for forgiveness for the conversation even to begin with. But our nation needs to come to grips with the reality of the situation. We don't need any more ground troops in the Middle East. We need to bring them all back home. We are fighting an enemy that the tip of their spear are women and children. And we don't kill women and children. And let me give you a perfect example of this. I lay all of this at the feet of Bill Clinton.
Really? Why Bill Clinton?
Twice he had a chance to take out a monster in the middle of a desert terrorist camp, but because his innocent so-called civilians were around him, and he chose not to. And look at all the death and destruction our best and brightest killed afterwards, 9/11. I mean, we have got to come to grips with this. Either come back and surround our country and protect it. We're being invaded. We're going to bring millions of Afghans back that we just destroyed their country. You think they're going to love America, or are they going to turn out like Omar?
Keith, let me explain what just happened there. Joe Biden single-handedly managed to turn an entire nation against the United States. There were so many people in Afghanistan who loved America. They appreciated what we were trying to do, but now all of them hate us. And it's just unbelievable what this man has done.
Let me give you another example. And every president since Clinton failed at this. All of these Taliban have been sitting in Waziristan, Pakistan, a lawless land. We've been paying Pakistan to keep them there. And we wouldn't bomb them because they had their family, their, you know, civilians there. I mean, God forgive me, but this is in protection of self-defense. The only two sins that I think God will not forgive you for is killing yourself or somebody in vain, not in self-defense. But this is the defense of our way of life. We need to either stop and bring everybody home, even across the whole country. We have no allies, no friends. I mean, what's his name?
Look, Bush. Let me jump in here, Keith. Let me jump in here. Look, I appreciate you calling in, and I hear you. We are fighting a battle that is unwinnable, and primarily because they don't want us to win it. Our government leaders, the military-industrial complex in this country, they do not want us to win this war. That's why we've been over there for 20-plus years. We are someone sent me video of the explosion, and we're going to be tracking this info down. But this is some pretty scary stuff. This coming from a New York Times reporter who is on the scene. At least 40 people dead, 120 now wounded. The majority of those are in critical condition. That's the latest from Afghanistan. And look, we're being careful because there is a lot of video out there of explosions, and we cannot verify that that these are, in fact, the explosions that rocked the airport or the hotel. So we will keep you updated on that. Let's go to Chattanooga, Tennessee. Chuck on Nougat Radio. Chuck, what's on your mind today?
Hey, just speaking from experience here, I did two tours in Afghanistan. When you say Taliban is responsible for this, it's going to sound good on your radio waves. But, Todd, I'm here to tell you, you could not be further from the truth. If you do any research on the Taliban, not only has the Taliban surrendered back to Trump 2-3 years ago, Taliban are actually the good guys. The easiest way for me to explain this, Taliban would be like the Navy SEALs. ISIS would be like the Proud Boys. Al-Qaeda would be like one of these other terrorist groups you've got. The Taliban are the good guys.
What's Chuck, let me stop you right here. The Taliban is in control of that country right now, and they allowed this to happen. And they're both radical Muslim extremists. We're talking about the Taliban and ISIS.
Todd, your radio show has been boring for the last 2 weeks. You know why? It's because for 2 weeks, there's been nothing but peace in Afghanistan. Since Trump pulled the troops out, that day there's...
Chuck, don't be a moron. Chuck, you know, don't be a moron. And by the way, you want to call my show boring? Why are you listening, Chuck, if it's so boring?
No one said I listened. The only reason I tuned in today...
You just magically called in, Chuck? Is that it? You just magically, spontaneously called into the radio station? Is that what you're saying, Chuck?
Hey, let me tell you this.
Okay, Todd, enough of you. Enough of you. Goodbye, Chuck. Chuck is a Taliban sympathizer. I didn't realize we had those in Chattanooga, Tennessee, but you never know. And Grace Baker, here's an easy solution. If you think this show is boring, turn off the radio.
That's what I don't understand.
The guy said he's not listening.
Like, okay.
What a liar.
Listen, I figure give him a chance, see what he has to say, but yeah.
Yeah, no, he, look, okay. And the point he's trying to make is the Taliban is not ISIS and the Taliban are the good guys. There are no good guys in Afghanistan right now. The Taliban's letting all of this happen, and they are just as bad as ISIS. We're dealing with some pretty horrible people over there. Now, look, Rogue, I've got to give you some info on a... it says our show is boring. Good golly wally. This information just coming in. So we've got 7 police officers up on Capitol Hill that were involved in whatever happened on January the 6th. And they are now suing President Trump. So we'll keep you updated on that. Try to get a copy of the lawsuit. But according to the FBI, Trump is not involved. Their investigation has determined that none of this happened, that it was not the fault of the president, that there was no coordinated attack among conservatives, that this was all just made up. It was all made believe. So we'll keep you updated on that story as well as developments from out of Kabul, Afghanistan. Our telephone number, 901-260-5926. If you would like to call in today, that's 901-260-5926. Also, this would be a very good moment. If you really want to understand what's happening in Washington, D.C., I want to encourage you to get a copy of my book, Culture Jihad, How to Stop the Left from Killing America. This book lays it all out for you and shows you what the socialists are doing and how we can stop the socialists. You can get yourself a copy on our website. You can also get it wherever you buy your books. But you need to read this so you and your family and your church family can be informed on what the heck is going on in America right now. Culture Jihad, How to Stop the Left from Killing a Nation. All right, that music means we've got to scoot out of here, pay some bills, catch up on the top of the hour news. We will be right back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Memphis, Tennessee, on the banks of the mighty Mississippi, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right, hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. This is a breaking news edition of the show. And we do have some breaking news to share with you out of Afghanistan, and it is the most horrible of news. This reporting from the Wall Street Journal, they are now reporting, the Wall Street Journal is confirming from the U.S. ambassador that 4 U.S. Marines were among those killed in the explosions at the Kabul airport today. 3 others were wounded. We do know that the death toll continues to rise. There were two bombing attacks, one at the airport, the other either at or near a hotel that was filled with Americans waiting to be evacuated. That hotel, they're telling us, was used as some sort of a staging area before they were able to get the Americans into the airport. We know nothing of the conditions of anyone who might have been injured or killed at that location. But the Wall Street Journal now breaking the news, four U.S. Marines among those killed at the airport in Kabul. And I will say this, the blood of those Marines on the hands of Joe Biden and his administration, that's what's going on. I want you to understand what just happened today in Afghanistan. In the last 18 months of the war, zero people, zero Americans died. Zero. Today, four dead Marines on Afghani soil. And ladies and gentlemen, the only response to this is to rain down holy hell on Afghanistan. That's what needs to happen here. All right, we've got a lot to do this hour. And by saying a lot to do, your phone calls. Hang tight. We've got two lines open now, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. I want to go right now, though, to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, our good friend from Newsmax TV. And by the way, I will be on Newsmax later this afternoon, 3:15. Our good friend Steve Cortez. Steve, good to have you with us on a very, very horrible day in America.
You know, it sure is. And that new reporting, which you just mentioned out of the Wall Street Journal, that does now confirm four heroes gone, four U.S. Marines over there trying to do an almost impossible job, doing a given the hand they were dealt, doing amazing work on behalf of the United States. But you know, to your point, that listen, this is not, you know, bad luck. This isn't just because bad people had bad intentions. This is because of the decisions of Biden. And I also want to say on the top military brass, people like Mark Milley, who made this decision to prioritize foreign nationals rather than Americans for evacuation. And why does that matter? Because it essentially became, for the Afghan citizens, at least in their minds anyway, a first-come, first-out situation. So they quite naturally, absolutely swarmed to the airport, right, creating these massive crowds. Had we been clear from the beginning that we are only evacuating Americans, we could have had a very orderly evacuation, and the Afghans would have known no reason to go to the airport because I'm not getting out. I'm not getting on that plane until every American is out of here. So, in other words, this entire situation, this mass of humanity around the airport that created the target for these evil bombers, this it was created because Joe Biden refused to have an America-first approach to this evacuation. Instead, as it normally is with him, it was America last, and in this case, it was Americans last. We know that out of 80,000 people, or apparently now overnight there was somebody evacuated, it's over 100,000 in total that had been flown out of Afghanistan since this operation began. A paltry 4,400 of them were Americans, and that's from the data coming out of this administration.
And Steve, and let's be honest, they don't know. They don't know how many Americans are still left, and that's the shocking thing. They just don't know.
Correct. No, we don't even know. And, you know, two massive blunders. One clearly was giving up the Bagram Air Base, right? Which all the military people tell us was far more defendable, not in the middle of a gigantic city. Kabul's a city of 4 million people. This is a massive city. And all of them who have served there on the ground tell me that it is strategically almost impossible to defend. It's surrounded, I guess, on three sides by extremely high ground. Again, it's basically in the middle of this gigantic city. The fact that we gave up Bagram, which we controlled and was very defendable, that was just a massive blunder, the first massive blunder. And then the second one, maybe even worse, was, again, not prioritizing Americans. You simply would not have had this kind of chaotic scene to be the fertile target for these terrorists. That people would not be there swarming these gates if they weren't getting out. The point is they have been getting out in the tens of thousands. And, you know, to add to the tragedy, it's bad enough that four Marines died. This is a horrific day for our country. But in my mind, to add to the tragedy going forward, Todd, and this is what I've been talking about a lot on my show. I wrote an article that President Trump actually tweeted out in his mass email, or I shouldn't say tweet. He can't tweet anymore, unfortunately, that he blasted out on his email yesterday. I wrote at the National Pulse about we should not be allowing a mass migration of Afghans to the United States. And one of the key reasons is It is so hard to vet these people. Sean Parnell, who's running for Senate, who served in Afghanistan, one of the longest tours of anyone to serve in Afghanistan, he's running for Senate in Pennsylvania. He put out a tweet yesterday, and he said that the people he served with, the Afghans, he said they didn't even know their own birthday. He said, so you're going to tell me that we're able to vet people in that kind of a society, in that kind of a chaotic place without record keeping, where we know that green on blue insider attacks have been systemically going on for 20 years, where people who we thought fully vetted, who we thought were our partners, were fighting alongside us, suddenly turn their weapons on Americans and kill them. Happened just last year, by the way. Two Americans were killed and seven were injured in one of these insider green on blue attacks. You're telling me it's a good idea for us to import tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of Afghan migrants into the United States, people who are coming from a country like this. By the way, what happened there today, the suicide bombing, according to Pew Research polling, and they did a global poll of Muslims around the world, they found Afghanistan the highest of any country on earth. 40% of Afghanis say that suicide bombing in the name of Islam is either sometimes or often justified. 40%. Think about that. It's an atrocious number. For comparison's sake, in Iraq, that number, you know, equally war ravaged Iraq, that number was 7%. I think 7% is still horrific. But compared to 40%, it makes it look like Iraq is a peace-loving nation. So again, the idea that we want to import this now here, it's bad enough what's happening there. It's tragic that these Marines lost their lives. I think we're inviting future such attacks in the United States if we suddenly welcome tens or even hundreds of thousands of Afghans to our country.
No, I'm with you on that, Steve, and that's what concerns me. These people, look, they need to be vetted. They need to be vaccinated. And I don't think either one of those is happening. This is a horrible thing, and we cannot transplant what's happening in Afghanistan onto American soil. Steve, real quick, and by the way, folks, Steve Cortez on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line today. Steve, what are you guys going to be talking about on the show?
Yeah, well, we're certainly going to lead with this. We had other things planned, but you know how it is in the news business. You know, this is such huge news, obviously. We're going to be leading with this. And I think from the perspective, too, of, you know, what do we do now? All right, we're in such a terrible predicament because of the awful decisions. What's next? And frankly, I'm not the one most qualified to say that. So we're going to make sure we get some real tactical military folks on to tell us, you know, given this terrible predicament that we're in, you know, what is the best course from here? Also, before my show at Newsmax, which is at 9 p.m., I'm also going to be on Steve Bannon's War Room at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, and we'll be talking about this issue, of course, and, you know, and more there. But I appreciate you having me on, and please, conservative radio has never been more important than it is today. What you're doing out there in talk radio is just so, so crucial for our republic.
No, you're right, Steve, as is Newsmax TV, and we're honored to be a part of that as well. Steve, we're going to let you go. I know you've got a lot of planning to do. Steve Cortez, Newsmax TV on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Thank you, Steve. And folks, I will be on Newsmax TV this afternoon. That's 3:15 Eastern today with Bob Sellers and Heather Childers. I hope that you will join us as we weigh in on what's happening in Afghanistan. All right, I do want to go to the phones here. We've got a lot of folks wanting to weigh in. And look, Steve is right. This is the place where you, the people of America, we the people get to gather around our radios and talk about these huge issues of the day. And if you are just joining us, the news coming out of Afghanistan, 4 U.S. Marines killed, 3 others injured in that Muslim terrorist attack at the airport in Kabul. Let's go to Germantown, Tennessee. Murph listening to us on KWAM. And Murph, I understand you want to weigh in on something Chuck from Chattanooga said at the end of the last hour.
Yes, sir. It's hard to figure out what he's talking about. Taliban means student, and those men are students of Islam, and they are tribal warriors, okay? They understand one thing, eating, sleeping, and killing anybody that gets in their way, and that is according to the Quran. And I don't know what this guy was talking about, that they're the good guys. They would just as soon look at us as cut our heads off. And the second thing is, I get so perturbed based on history that the press keeps calling this a war in Afghanistan. We never have been fighting the Afghani people. We have been fighting the terrorists who bombed the Twin Towers twice in 94 and on 9/11, because Congress never formally declared war as a war on terrorism. And the third question is, Todd, just between you and I and Grace and this fence post, how did this current administration get elected? Thank you very, very much.
All right, Murph, great questions. I'll answer the last one first. They cheated. That's how they got elected. There was rampant voter fraud. And that's the very simple answer to that. But, Murph, you're right about something else, and I appreciate it. I know, Murph, you were a high school history teacher, one of the good guys. Murph, I will say this. The problem, that problem goes all the way back to George W. Bush, who went out of his way to say, oh, you know, this is not a religious war. This is not the Christians versus the Muslims. You know, this is a secular. No, sir. No, this is a religious conflict. The Muslims in the Middle East want to destroy us. They want to destroy our way of life. What is our way of life? We are one nation under Almighty God, and they want to destroy that. This is for them a jihad. That's what this is, and that's why it will never end. They want to destroy Christianity. They want to destroy the West. That's what this is all about. Look, got to take a break. We're going right to the phones. Hang tight, 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
All right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us today. The breaking news here, 4 Marines dead, 3 others injured in that terrorist attack at the airport in Afghanistan. Let's go to the phones. New York, Randall, listening to us on the live stream. Randall, I understand you served in Afghanistan.
Yes, sir, Todd. I served 15 years ago. And I know you've been getting a lot of flack, a lot of heat for some stuff you said earlier today on social media. But unless you served over there, and I'm not disparaging you in any way, but unless you served over there, you have no idea what these absolute animals are capable of.
What do you mean by that, Randall?
Well, I mean, people just have...
Yeah, good for you. Yeah. You see, I don't know. Randall says he's listening to us on the live stream, and he's one of these crank calls. Were we able to dump that call? Good. All right. People like Randall, we have these guys that live in their mother's basements, and what they do is they love to call, and they love to try to say bad words on the radio. I mean, these are grown men, and it's really unfortunate. Many of them have... very sordid histories, doing very inappropriate things with underage people on social media. And it's very sad when that happens. But anyway, the good news is that we monitor these calls and we're able to report these folks to the proper authorities. All right, let's go to Georgia. George listening to us on WDUN. Hi, George, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Todd. Thank you for everything you do and your awesome team.
And George, you're very kind. I just want to say something, but I apologize for interrupting. But the most outrageous thing about that Randall guy is that he pretended he was a military personnel, that he was a military veteran. That is sickening. Shame on you, Randall.
I agree.
Shame on
Absolutely.
You, sir. All right, George, go ahead. My apologies to you.
Anyway, I'm just livid about the whole situation, and I think to say that it's incompetence, you know, maybe a little bit here and there, but in the final analysis, it goes beyond incompetence. I think it's by design.
So you believe, and again, there are a lot of people that feel just like you do, Rand, George, that this is part of a much bigger scheme, maybe the third term of the Obama administration. Is that what you believe?
When I think about all the things that President Obama said, wanting to constantly make apologies for our country, to change its makeup, it just looks like it's really all falling into place under that type of plan.
It certainly is suspicious, George, and we're going to get to the bottom of this. I can promise you that. But right now we're dealing with at least four American families who are getting visits right now, knocks on the front door with chaplains, learning that their loved ones who put their lives on the line to defend this nation, to defend our freedom, have paid the ultimate sacrifice. And the entire horrible thing could have been prevented. It could have been prevented. George, thank you for the call. We appreciate that. And thank you for listening to us on WDUN. Let's go to Deborah in Oklahoma, listening to us on the live stream. Hi, Deborah. What's on your mind?
Well, first of all, I just want to say thank you for telling the truth. You are one of the only people I believe in on any forum anywhere. And secondly, this terrible stuff that's going on in Afghanistan is all the fault of Joe Biden and his stupid regime. And on Chuck in Chattanooga, he's an idiot, and he might need to go back to grade school to learn how to do some research before he opens his foul mouth.
Well, look, Deborah, first of all, thank you for the kind words. You know, Chuck can have an opinion, and we allowed him to share his piece, but then to turn that around and to say that the Taliban are the good guys. There are no good guys except our fighting men and women who are trying to bring freedom to those people. But you know what, Deborah? We're dealing with a savage society. These people have been killing each other for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. And they do not want to be free. They do not want to embrace democracy. And you know what? That's all well and good, but we've got no business being over there now. If that's what this is going to be, we got to get out of there.
Exactly. I could not agree with you more. And again, I want to say thank you for sharing all of this with us, and thank you for being honest.
Deborah, you're kind to say that. God bless you, and God bless all the great folks there in Oklahoma. Folks, we've got to take a break here. A couple of lines are open, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. We've got Louise in Georgia, Matt in North Carolina. Hang on, guys. We're coming to you next. We'll be right back. You know, I'm catching some flack on the social media on the Twitter today, and I'll read to you what I wrote, and you can tell me if you agree or disagree. I said, for every American who is killed, a city in Afghanistan should be wiped off the face of the earth. Period. That is the only thing that gets through to these people. And someone sent me a note, and they said, well, Tom, what about the innocent Afghani people? What about them? You know, I don't think anybody's innocent over there. And I want you to think about this for a moment. These people have been oppressed. They have been brutalized by evil for generations. Why aren't they standing up and fighting? Why do they capitulate? Why do they surrender? That's cowardice. Fight back, for God's sakes. When you've got the Islamic radicals out there, you got the Taliban, and they're going door to door, and they're executing the Christians, fight back. What's wrong with you people? Fight back. But they don't fight back. They call us and we go over there and we have to spill American treasure. Why are they calling us? Why do we answer the call? If they're not going to stand up and defend themselves and their families, what kind of a grown man cowers in fear at the sight of evil? It's disgusting, ladies and gentlemen. Absolutely disgusting. So, yes, I do stand by my assessment. And maybe, just maybe, that sort of a threat will get through to these people so we can get our people the hell out of there. I apologize for my language, all you Baptist church ladies out there. All right, let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line real quick. Honored to have with us from the great state of Iowa, Congresswoman Ashley Henson. Congresswoman, a horrible day in American history. And I'd like to get your thoughts on the latest news coming out of Afghanistan. Four U.S. Marines dead, three others injured.
This didn't have to happen, Todd, and this is a direct result of President Biden's reckless and thoughtless withdrawal in Afghanistan. I've been a part of briefings over the past few weeks, both classified and unclassified, and this is a failure, plain and simple, and now we have American lives lost. Again, this is a tragedy that was preventable. We knew that that information was coming in all summer long from numerous military heads, our cabinet officials. So we need answers from all of these people, and I think we have to hold them accountable. Obviously, our number one priority needs to be trying to continue to protect American lives there and get them out as quickly and safely as possible. But, you know, this is really, again, what happened today spotlights what we knew was happening in Afghanistan. These terrorist groups were rising up because of this failure, and now Americans are dead. And that's just heartbreaking to me. No one should ever have to pay that ultimate sacrifice, but we know they're fighting for our freedom and protecting our people.
What are you hearing right now up on Capitol Hill? I mean, you're a member of Congress. Are you guys getting any intel, any guidance, any information?
Yeah, and we did have a classified briefing just a few days ago, and obviously I need to be careful about what happened in that room, but what I can tell you is that this is not a partisan issue. Democrats and Republicans alike are very frustrated with the information flow coming from the administration. And ultimately, when I look at what's happened, you know, I operate my office in a very transparent way, Todd. I do a lot of meetings with the press. I answer questions, and to see President Biden laughing off questions from the press on this very, very important issue, we need answers. Iowans deserve it in my district. Americans deserve to know where these failures happened. Because it sounds like, obviously, our intelligence community knew that this was a possibility for months, and those warnings were given to the president, and he still made this terrible and hasty withdrawal decision. He needs to be held accountable, and so do these officials.
Are you confident that we're going to be able to get all the Americans out of there safely?
At this point, I'm not. I mean, we set this arbitrary deadline of August 31st, and we shouldn't be on the Taliban's timeline here. For this withdrawal, we need to make sure we're doing everything we can, using our military power to flex and get our Americans out safely. You know, obviously, what happened today is a terrible setback, and it's a terrible situation for our troops who are serving over there, seeing this firsthand. And they're trying to defend the airport there. Americans trying to get to the airport are seeing what's happening and seeing this unfold, this terror unfold before their eyes. I can't even imagine. I can tell you this. I'm not confident that we're getting all the answers we need as well from the administration. To give you an example, I sent a letter to Secretary Mayorkas last week, and it's been more than 3 months since we've had our questions into him, and he still has not given us answers. This is a national security crisis in the making, and obviously we have a huge humanitarian crisis on the ground in Afghanistan, but we still have a border crisis happening, and we know people on the terror watch list have come into our southern border. And with what's happening in Afghanistan right now, every American should be watching and asking these questions, because this is going to affect our country. This is going to affect our stance on the global stage. We continue to project weakness, and the terrorists are taking advantage.
They are taking advantage. And again, there's got to be a response here. And the question is, what do you think is going to happen? I mean, we've got dead Americans. We have dead Marines. Lord knows how many others have been killed that are American citizens. What do we do now?
Well, the Taliban and these terrorist groups need to understand that you cannot mess with the United States of America. And I hope the president makes that abundantly clear with whatever action they choose to take. But I'm not convinced, based on what we know about the intelligence community and these key defense officials, defense secretary and, the director of the national intelligence. They've been giving the president this information, and he's still making these choices. So I think I'm not optimistic that we will continue to show that strength on the global stage. We all know when President Trump was in office, we saw it happen firsthand with the Iranian general Soleimani, who, you know, was plotting to kill Americans. Well, very quickly they found out, you don't mess with the United States of America. And so we need that kind of leadership right now to make sure that on the global stage, we regain some respect. On the global stage, people understand what's at stake here. And frankly, we need to protect American lives, and we need our military to do what they do best, and we need to respect them in that process.
All right, Congresswoman, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you again, Congresswoman Ashley Hinson from Iowa on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. This information just coming in from the State Department. There will be no news briefing today from the State Department. So your United States State Department has now gone into hiding, and they are pulling a Biden, and they are tucking tail and running as well. I don't know. Look, I like the Congresswoman here, but folks, where's the outrage from Republicans? I mean, we've got dead Marines. We're in a de facto state of war with somebody over there. And we don't know how many American citizens have also been killed by all of this. We don't know. I just don't see the outrage. I do not see the outrage here from Republicans or for Democrats, for that matter. All right. You know what? We're going to take a break. When we come back, we are going to go right to the phones. I've got to tell you, I'm very concerned also about how we take care of ourselves online, digitally speaking. Protecting data is a big deal these days. I had no idea, but hundreds of people are out there making money by selling your data. In other words, your IP address. They keep track of everything you do, everywhere you go, everything you buy. And now they've got people out there buying that information, and they've got your IP address, and they've got all your information. But not mine, and that's the reason why is because I use something called ExpressVPN. This is an incredible device, and its sole purpose is to reroute and encrypt your IP address so nobody can get their hands on it. It's incredibly easy to use, no matter what kind of a device you're on, your phone, laptop, smart TV. All you have to do, tap one button to get protected. So if you want to do like I did and protect yourself online, go to expressvpn.com/starnes. That's expressvpn.com/starnes. You're going to get 3 extra months for free. That's expressvpn.com/starnes. We'll be right back.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. No State Department briefing today. We haven't heard anything from the White House. Nothing at all. Nothing at all. Right now, we can confirm that there are 4 dead U.S. Marines, 3 Marines who have been injured. And that's it. That's all we know. That is all we know at this point. I do want to go to the phone lines. We got a lot of folks wanting to weigh in. Let's start with Louise in Georgia, listening to us on WDUN. Louise, what's on your mind?
Oh, a lot, but I'll try not to take a long time. I appreciate
it. All right, let's get to it. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, the first thing, I hope the four Marines are not dead. I hope that's not true, but anyhow, we pray for all of them. But Biden's not running the show. I hope everybody understands that. He's just doing as he's told, and I refuse to call him president because he's not. Trump won the election. We all know that. But what worries me is why there's so many Americans in Afghanistan and why that they moved 100,000 Afghans out first. I don't believe we have that many helping our troops, do we?
You know, Louise, that is a terrific question. And I raised this yesterday as I was watching the press briefing. Who are these people? And where exactly are they going? We know they have not been vetted. We know they have not been vaccinated. But by golly, they're going to, you know, they're going to bring them to America. We do know that some of them have been sent to Qatar. But by and large, they're coming here, Louise, and they're coming to your neighborhood. That's what's going to happen. Louise, thank you for the call. Let's go to North Carolina. Tim on the talk station. Hi, Tim. What's on your mind?
Hi, Todd. And Todd, what a sad day. What a sad and disturbing week we've endured. I think we're all trying to look for reasons, find reasons for what we're seeing. And gee whiz, there just seemed to be no good answers. Todd, I think that what I'm, some conclusions I'm coming to over this whole scenario this past year, leading right up into what we've seen this week, and I appreciate your willingness to let us talk about spiritual things on your program. But, you know, the banner over all of this, I'm afraid, is judgment. And I know that's going to cause a lot of people to roll their eyes, but I think a lot of folks in this audience will possibly agree with that. The details that come from out of that are what we're seeing and what we're seeing played out over the last weeks and months, and then this terrible week that we've endured. It's just astounding. And I think we could all feel better about it if it could just be put down to plain incompetence and stupidity, but I'm just afraid that's not the case.
So, Tim, you think that maybe we are a nation under God's judgment? Is that what you're saying or suggesting?
Well, Tom, I'd invite people, if you'll turn in your Bible to Romans 1, and you'll find there what I call the Romans 1 cascade. And when America, when a people, any nation, when they celebrate the wrong things for too long, when they turn their back on God, and then God decides to just basically hang it up and quit and give them up, you go down to the end of that cascade, and what you'll find there is a depraved mind, a mind that really doesn't work right. And this has been heralded by such people as our beloved John MacArthur, who has come to that conclusion already. That's not my idea alone, but I tell you what, we look around at what we see going on, and we scratch our heads, and we think, how in the world could anyone come to such a conclusion? How in the world could someone organize or disorganize such activity? And the only real answer, beyond a very deep conspiracy that will lead to maybe a result that some others are wanting to see, is that people's minds are broken. They're not working right.
Well, Tim, you know, we'll put that out there and see what others say. Folks, Tim is suggesting that maybe this is a spiritual issue as opposed to incompetence, or even maybe something more deliberate. Maybe this is a judgment upon our nation. Tim, thanks for the call. We will see what people have to say about that. Tom in Georgia, WDUN. Tom, what's on your mind?
Well, the previous caller kind of nail on the head, I think, and I think the motto needs to be not God bless America, but God save America. And if we don't start there first, hitting our knees in prayer, asking for forgiveness for over 61 million abortions, disproportionately among minorities, especially blacks, start there and just go back to our founding principles. I don't think this is getting any better, no matter.
Okay, yeah, we've got a bad phone connection with Tom, but we get your point. Tom says it's no longer God bless America. I don't know. I mean, it makes, maybe that could be a component here. But all I can tell you is that there is something very wrong in our country right now. And I want to say something about my remark that I wrote on Twitter, folks are, I mean, it's causing a bit of an uproar on social media. But I contend that what we ought to do is tell the Taliban, you kill one of our people, we're going to destroy one of your cities. And the point of that is to say, this is a deterrent. This is how you play hardball with these people. We did the exact same thing in World War II with the Japanese. And look what happened there. As a result of the bombs on Hiroshima and also Nagasaki, we're talking about hundreds of thousands of American lives were spared because we did not have to invade Japan. So my contention is that we've got to play that sort of hardball with the Taliban so they understand we mean business. How dare you? How dare you? I can't believe you're a Christian man wanting to blow up cities. Who do you think you are, you heathen, you godless heathen? No, I'm not a godless heathen. But you have to be able to play hardball with these people. And if you don't, they're just going to keep killing us. And they're going to do it on American soil. We know they've done it before, and they will do it again. John Kirby posting this message. We can confirm a number of U.S. service members were killed in today's complex attack at Kabul Airport. A number of others are being treated for wounds. We also know that a number of Afghans fell victim to this heinous attack. Our thoughts and prayers go. Wait a second. Thoughts and prayers. I thought the Democrats, they get horrified at thoughts and prayers. Okay, apparently not. Our thoughts and prayers go out to the loved ones and teammates of all those killed and injured. That coming from the Pentagon press secretary. So, look, we're going right back to the phones as soon as we take a break here. We are going to have to take a break for the news at the top of the hour. We're going to regroup, and we will bring you up-to-the-minute information here. The threats are not over. That's a big deal. The threats are not over. The State Department now coming out and saying that there will not be a department press briefing today, and that's got everybody talking. They're wondering what the heck is going on in Washington. The Biden administration is hunkered down here, and they're not giving us any information. They're not telling us anything. What do you think that's all about? 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Our website, toddstarns.com. Want to encourage you, new listeners especially, if you haven't already done so, get yourself a copy of our newsletter that goes out every single day with all sorts of information for you. And also, you can download our podcast, toddstarns.com. We'll be right back, America.
Coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee. It's common sense conservative commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
You know, folks, every time I say the words welcome to the program today, it just, the story keeps getting worse out of Afghanistan. In the last hour, we told you that four U.S. Marines were among those killed in the terrorist bombings at the airport. We also, and again, we're not getting much information from what happened outside the hotel, the Barron Hotel, which is where the second blast occurred. But this information is now coming from Brett Baer over at Fox News Channel. The reporting from Fox News is that at least 10 U.S. service members have now been killed outside the airport in Kabul. It is a terrible thing. A terrible thing. And the President of the United States has blood on his hands, as does those in the administration who completely screwed this up. This is on them. But now we know why there is a lockdown on information coming out of the White House and the State Department, simply because they know the situation is going from bad to worse, and we don't know where all of this is going to go. But right now, we've been told the State Department will have no briefing today. Grace, are we getting any information from the White House on Jen Psaki and when the White House press briefing is going to be?
Just crickets.
Just crickets. All right. All right. We will keep you apprised of that, but ladies and gentlemen, when you pray over supper, before you go to bed, maybe you have a quiet time in the afternoon, I would encourage you to pray for the families of these service members. There are many moms and dads, many spouses right now who are getting knocks on the door, being told that their loved one paid the ultimate sacrifice. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, the former governor of Kansas, doctor and a medical doctor, by the way, Dr. Jeff Collier. Dr. Collier, an honor for you to be with us today on a horrible, horrible day. 10 U.S. service members killed in Afghanistan.
Yeah, this is a horrible day, and things are going to get even more dangerous as the week wears on. Unfortunately, I think this is just the beginning of the bad news that's coming. I first volunteered in Afghanistan in 1985 when the Soviets had occupied Afghanistan. We were actually helping train Afghan medics and trying to help civilians there. And I've worked in a lot of different conflict zones where we've had these sorts of situations, and they are very dangerous. And what we're seeing today should not be unexpected, but it's going to, we have to really, we're going to have to be very careful how we respond now.
From a, you know, again, from a, and you can approach this from two different ways. First, from the medical position, but from a government position, what does the Biden administration need to be doing right now?
The Biden administration right now needs to be devising how are they going to protect themselves. And if they really are just doing this August 31st deadline, what you're going to do is you're going to be targeted by the Taliban. The Taliban, their whole raison d'etre, their whole reason to exist is to get rid of foreign oppressors. And what they're going to be doing is, as they see American troops pulling out, they're going to put on more firepower and more firepower. The local commanders on the ground are going to have to deal with this, and they're going to end up reaching out to the warlords that are out there, and they're going to have to make some pretty significant threats. They're going to have to let them know, we will not tolerate this. We will respond.
And that is the question here. First, I mean, I'm wondering if we will respond, but how do you do that without getting, again, dragged into yet another quagmire? And, you know, I was catching some flack on social media, but I stand by this assertion that you have to play hardball with the Taliban. They sense weakness, and you've got to be willing to take a very, very tough stand with these folks.
Oh, absolutely. I've had tea with them, and these are people, they're listening. They're watching as everything goes on, and they're going to be, they are biding their time, and they want to declare victory here. There are a bunch of contingencies that could get very scary. I think the first thing was to notice that they were targeting American soldiers, not targeting Afghan civilians. That's part of their way of saying, we're in charge here. They may end up also attacking more and more civilians. We know that many civilians were injured in this latest attack. But as we're going forward, you could have a situation where thousands of Afghan civilians get across, they get across the border, they get across, or not across the border, get across the walls at the Kabul airport. And then what do we do? How do you get people out? And I actually experienced a similar situation years ago. It was a place called Malakal, who's in South Sudan, and there was a UN force there, a few hundred soldiers, a lot of fighting going outside, and they built these berms around a one-square-mile area. When the fighting broke out after a while, they suddenly had literally 50,000 people climb over the walls and camp in with them. What do you do in that situation? And that's a very significant possibility at the Kabul airport.
All right, Dr. Jeff Collier, former governor of Kansas, spent time there in the medical field in Afghanistan. And, of course, you know, Dr. Collier, the issue now at hand is getting our people out of there. Do you think that's even remotely possible at this point?
You know, I think they're going to have to, they may have to put some more troops or something in order to extract them. We don't know the details of where people are, but they're going to have to be pretty aggressive on getting people out. And, you know, they're going to end up, you know, taking out a lot of Afghans as well. These are people that, you know, volunteered and, you know, believed in liberty and honor, and we should protect them. But getting those folks out, they're going to have to control the mountains around the area. You're going to have, it's going to be a very dangerous 5 days.
Well, it is indeed. Doctor, we again appreciate you coming onto the program and helping us shine a little bit of light on what's happening over there. Thank you again.
Todd, it's always great to be with you, my friend.
All right. A good man right there. Dr. Jeff Collier did a great job as governor of the state of Kansas as well with the latest intel that we're getting. Fox News now reporting 10 U.S. military personnel, 10 service members. We know of at least 4 of whom are U.S. Marines. We don't know the other branches of service there, but I'm sure we'll be finding out that information. There is a cone of silence around the Biden administration, the White House not commenting, State Department not commenting. We are getting a trickle of intel from the Pentagon, which quite frankly seems to be at war right now with the White House. It is a mess. There is a lot of confusion in Washington right now, and we are opening up our phone lines for the rest of the program for you to weigh in on this. Let's go to the phone. Stephanie, listening to us on WDUN in Georgia. Stephanie, welcome to the program.
Hey, Todd. Thanks for taking my call. I would like to say that I agree with Tim, who called a couple of maybe 2 or 3 callers ago and said that we're caught up in a Romans 1 moment where the Lord has turned us over to ourselves. It's a depravity of the mind. I think it's obvious that we have depravity of the mind as a culture when men don't know if they're men and women don't know if they're women and they want to be the opposite, or when men think that they can have babies and that the culture as a whole applauds and encourages that behavior, or when we kill upwards of 60 million babies. I think that's depravity of the mind. And in Romans, Jesus even said, woe to those who call evil good and who call good evil.
All right. Well, Stephanie, I'm sure this will spur some phone calls, people agreeing and disagreeing with you, but you cannot dismiss the fact that this country is responsible for the slaughter of tens of millions of unborn babies, and I do tend to believe that there is a price to pay for that. Is that price what's happening in Afghanistan right now? I do not know. Let's go to Memphis, Tennessee. Steve, listening to us on KWAM. And, Steve, I understand you're taking me to task for what I wrote on Twitter.
Yeah, so you wrote for every American killed in Afghanistan, we should, I think, wipe out a city.
An Afghanistan city. That is correct, right, sir.
So I'm curious how you're comfortable murdering hundreds of thousands of civilians.
You see, again, we had one of these, and I don't know how to describe these folks, but they're not authentic. These people are liars. They're unemployed. Many of them have criminal records, and they sit around and they try to call and harass folks like our sweet executive producer, Grace Baker. What a pretty pitiful person that is. Shame on you, Steve. You should know better. All right, let's go to Janet, Gainesville, Georgia, listening to us on WDUN. Janet, what is on your mind today?
Todd, you're so sweet. Anyway, my opinion on all this, I mean, they sent Kamala to Vietnam. They got Pelosi in there getting her little voters thing in there. And, I mean, and when all this chaos was going on and saying, okay, you guys do this and you do this, you know. I don't know why they distract them like that. And that here we have this going on, and we've lost 10 soldiers. And those soldiers were giving water to those little children and women and helping all that they can do. And then that's their sacrifice. Then you get people wondering why, just like that caller was, you know, about your Twitter thing, that's unfair, because we've had to sacrifice lives for to save our country. And if without that, you know, I mean, that bomber could be over here with us.
It's
and
a fair point.
Not realizing that, you know, that coming to our city. So you've got to take care of what to be taken. That's why all the our allies, they've always been saying, okay, we're going to be there. You know, we're with you on this terrorist group, and we're going to help. And all. And then here we are going, okay, we'll get out of your country by August 31st. You know, and leave them all this equipment. And, you know, it is really just disheartening to see.
It is. It is indeed, Janet.
And I understand that we've been there 20 years, And we've had our men over there for 20 years, and they've lost their, you know, limbs and their lives and all that they've done. And then here we are, you know, I get what you're saying. That's not being mean and cruel. I mean, you got to defend our country.
Janet, look, you're absolutely right, and I hate to do this, but we're up against a very hard break here. Thank you for the call. And the question is, ladies and gentlemen, and by the way, we're getting breaking news. Grace Baker, turn on your microphone. What information are you getting here?
Yes, we're now receiving reports of a third explosion has been reported near the Kabul airport. I'm seeing multiple reports of this.
A third explosion now being reported over there. Folks, this is unraveling. And we are hearing nothing from the White House, nothing from the State Department. Now, my question for you, and we're going to get more information on this, a third explosion. Fox News now reporting 10 U.S. service members are killed. What do we do now? What's you're in charge? What do we do? 901-260-5926, 901-260-5926. We'll be right back.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
All right, folks, so I want to share this info with you. And again, now this information is unconfirmed, but I trust these sources. Look, Brett Baer, yeah, I know he's a liberal, but, you know, his information is pretty accurate, as is my former colleague over at Fox News, an incredible producer, Kyle Becker, who now runs his own website. Kyle Becker has sources inside the Pentagon telling him as many as 13 U.S. service members are now believed killed, at least 13. 20 troops have been wounded, and 10 of those are in critical condition. So according to the reporting of Kyle Becker, 13 service members killed, 30 troops wounded, 10 in critical condition in Afghanistan. Now, before we go back to the phones, I want to bring you up to speed on how all of this developed. Now, it was around, 9 o'clock, 9:30 Eastern time when the first reports of the bombing at the airport came out. Following that, by about 15 minutes maybe, there was a second bombing at a hotel that was used as a staging area for the evacuation of Americans. Now, late last night, the State Department issued a warning telling people of some sort of a terrorist threat and told people, do not go to the airport, and if you are at the airport at these specific gates, you should leave immediately. All of that to say, this was not unexpected. So they had clearly gotten wind of some sort of a terrorist attack, some sort of a terrorist plot, and they started making necessary precautions. So we will keep you posted there. We're getting word now the Pentagon is going to hold a briefing at 3 o'clock Eastern time. So we're going to stay tuned for that. Still no word on the White House or the State Department. Folks, I'm sensing there is a lot of frustration and hostility and anger within the administration right now over how all of this has gone down. Right before the break, we were also getting word of a third explosion. Again, a third explosion. We have no other information about that at all. So, if we get more intel, we will let you know. Again, we are in this sort of fog of war where you're getting a lot of intel coming in. Whether or not it's verified or, you know, it pans out, sometimes it doesn't. So we'll keep you updated on that as well. All right, let's go to the phones. Frank in North Carolina, The Talk Station. Frank, what's on your mind on this very sad Thursday in America?
First of all, I'd like to say that I consider you to be the king of new conservative talk radio. I'm 64 years old. The first time I voted was for Jimmy Carter. He made me ashamed to be a U.S. citizen. Now Biden's president, and I love my country with all my heart. Now he's made me ashamed of my government again. For the second time in my life, he's made me ashamed. And I just want our government to know that this is one citizen that loves this country and is just ashamed, just utterly, totally ashamed of our administration. And that's all I got to say.
You know, Frank, first of all, thank you for those kind words. And I suspect many feel as you do, that we are ashamed of what our government has done. And it is appalling. I'm hoping there are some Democrats out there. There've got to be some who are just as repulsed as the rest of us are about what has happened here. Someone's going to have to answer for this. We know that, Frank. Somebody's going to have to answer for this, and they will. But honest to goodness, Joe Biden needs to be kicked out of the White House immediately. Immediately. This is sickening, America, just sickening. We'll be right back. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. All right, folks, don't know about you, but I am so thankful for great American patriots like our friend Mike Lindell. Man, they hate this guy. The media, I mean, what Fox News has done, you know, they take this guy's money and then they won't run his ads. It's just horrible. So it's so important for us to support businesses that support our program, that keep our program on the air. And Mike Lindell is one of those guys, and he's always offering some incredible opportunities and deals for our listeners, like his awesome Giza Dream bed sheets. By the way, these sheets are just incredible. I have every single product Mike Lindell has to offer, except for the doggy bed, but little sweet Merlot has that. Mike's Giza sheets come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, and he's got the sale of the year going on all this month for a limited time. Our listeners are going to get 50% off the Giza Dream Sheets, and you are going to get to a set of these sheets for as low as $49.99. It's a terrific deal. Go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Square, and use the promo code STARNS. Mike is also going to give you some incredibly deep discounts on all of his MyPillow products, including the mattress topper and the towel sets, so much more. MyPillow.com, use the promo code STARNS. Or you can call 800-839-8506. Use my last name, and they're going to hook you up with some great discounts. All right, let's go to the phones. Lee in Georgia, WDUN. Lee, what's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to give my condolences to the family of the soldiers, and then while I was waiting, all this other stuff come down. I'm just brokenhearted, Todd. There's no reason for this to have to happen to us. You know, I'm a Vietnam veteran, and it just breaks my heart. But I do give my condolences to all the families and the service members. I wish them all the well, Todd.
Lee, I could not have said that better, and God bless you, sir. Thank you for serving our nation in Vietnam. And you're right. There is no reason why this should have happened. None whatsoever, except that Joe Biden is in the White House right now. Lee, thanks for the call. Let's go to Ohio. Nathan listening to us on the KWAM app. I would encourage you to download that, folks. All right, Nathan, what's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. Glad to listen to your show. You're my after.
All right. Let's go to Cliff, Salem, Oregon, on KYKN. Great radio station there. Cliff, what's going on?
Todd, can you hear me okay?
Yes, you're coming in loud and clear.
Very good. I just wanted to call in about this sad situation. In my opinion, there's no other way than it was a planned event in the abandoning the Bagram Air Force Base, leaving $80 billion of equipment there. That was a decision that wouldn't be made lightly by any military person. But unfortunately, the military didn't stand up to the decision. So my feeling is it was a definite planned event that started this entire, what we're going to call maybe a massacre there in Afghanistan.
That's what it looks like, unfortunately, Cliff. It looks like we're dealing with a massacre. One of the things they have not mentioned, how many U.S. civilians were killed or injured. We don't have those numbers, and I suspect those numbers are going to be horrifying when they do come out. The Biden administration will have to answer for this. And honestly, Joe Biden should be forced from office as a result of this.
I absolutely agree. I think he should be court-martialed, and any of the generals who didn't have the fortitude to stand up for America and went along with giving the order, I think they should be enjoined in the court-martial.
Look, I mean, the reality is you've got at least, what, 10? We're seeing reports now of possibly 13 service members dead, and the commander-in-chief is AWOL. That's a problem in America.
Yes, it is. And one other point, this whole situation has Mr. Obama's fingerprints all over it. It's the same situation we had in his previous term of giving the enemy comfort and help and stymieing Americans.
Something is not right. I'm with you, Cliff. This smells like Barack Hussein Obama's handiwork. Cliff, we're going to leave it there. God bless you, sir. And thank you for listening to us on KYKN. Let's go to Stephen in Maine, listening to us on WLOB, the Big Lobster. Stephen, what's going on?
You know, I find it awful convenient that we're blaming Biden for a deal that Trump made, what, a year and 3 or 4 months ago. And I also want to point out that
wait. What do you wait a second, Stephen? Let's back up here for a second. Donald Trump campaigned on the promise to remove troops out of Afghanistan and to end the war there. But he was doing so in a measured way, and he was doing so without any loss of life of American troops.
Excuse me, Todd. He didn't even include the Afghan government in the discussions for the deal with the Taliban. Everybody noticed that. It was just the Taliban leader there and Mike Pompeo. Where was the Afghan president? He wasn't there because he wasn't included.
He was corrupt.
Donald Trump does everything ass backwards. That's always the way he's been. He's done a terrible job last year, and he wanted to pull out in December.
The guy was the president of Afghanistan was corrupt. Donald Trump and his team, led by Mike Pompeo, the Secretary of State, were negotiating with the Taliban in good faith, and they had measures the Taliban had to meet. And if they did not meet them, there were penalties. Joe Biden comes in and he blows everything up, literally.
He didn't blow nothing up. Can we agree that these?
What do you mean he didn't blow anything up, Stephen? You got 13 dead U.S. service members.
Yeah, these American citizens that were trying to get out in the last month, they just now decide to leave?
Because the Biden administration did not evacuate them, Stephen. Why is that Donald Trump's fault?
What do you mean? They could go and say, I'm ready to leave. I'm ready to go. Why wait till the last month and say, okay, here we are. They were supposed to.
I don't know, Stephen. They're morons. I don't know. But you know what? They're American morons, and we got to help them out, and we got to get them out of that hellhole.
Well, they are morons, but they're also responsible for their own well-being if they don't take the first step to get out of there as soon as they can.
So what are you saying here, Stephen? Everybody getting what they deserve over there now? Is that what you're saying, Stephen? What are you saying, Stephen?
Well, what am I saying? I'm saying last year, Mike Pompeo, Donald Trump, and Stephen Miller sat down with one of the advisors for Afghanistan. And the girl, she's a woman, and she said to them, she said, how many people are processing the visas?
Okay, Stephen, I don't know what you're talking. You know what? Fine, we're done with Stephen. I don't know what he's talking about. But this is not on Donald Trump. He's not the president of the United States. But when he was, they were not blowing up U.S. service members in Kabul, Afghanistan. That much I know for a fact. Unbelievable. 901-260-5926, telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Let's go to Georgia. Tim, on the line. Tim, what's going on?
Got a question for you, sir. We've been 20 years over there. What have we got to show for it other than a bunch of dead Marines?
Tim, that is a great question. What was it all for? What was the point of Afghanistan?
We got beat by a bunch of towel heads.
Careful now.
Pickup truck. I mean, and let's lay land where it is. Why did we go over there? Why did George Bush? George Bush has got some of this. Obama's got this. Trump was doing the best he could. And then this buffoon we've got in the White House now, he doesn't know how to get out of a wet paper sack with a sharp butcher knife, okay? Bottom line, that's the best he could do. He could mess up a bean sandwich.
Tim, a lot of truth there, down home truth. The issue here, and you're right to bring up George W. Bush. Keep in mind, we went into Afghanistan to get bin Laden. That's what we were supposed to do. But then all of a sudden, George W. Bush wanted to go in and avenge his father by going after Saddam Hussein. We took our eye off the ball. We took just about all of our troops out of Afghanistan before we got the job done there. We learned nothing from the Russians. They got their butts handed to them in Afghanistan, and we learned absolutely nothing from that. Instead, we got ourselves literally mired in two wars. And you're right to ask that question, Tim, as an American and as a taxpayer. What was the point of all of this?
We ain't got a thing. We can't show nothing but a bunch of dead Marines' graves. That's what we can hang on this. And thank you, President Biden, for totally messing everything up. Like you said, if he ain't out of office within 1 month...
He ought to be out of office by the end of the week, which is Saturday. That's what needs to happen. Tim, got to run. Appreciate the call. What say you, ladies and gentlemen? Do we need to get rid of Joe Biden? Should he be removed from office? Should he be forced out? Do you think the Democrats are going to have the moral fortitude to do what needs to be done? This is shameful. Shameful what has happened here. Just shameful. Got to take a break. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
All right, this coming in from Jennifer Griffin from Fox News. She says at least 10 service members were killed, dozens of Americans wounded in the suicide bomb attack. The death toll of U.S. service members is likely to rise. That's according to U.S. officials. The question is, should the president be removed from office? American service members are dead, and the president, the commander-in-chief, is AWOL. Let's go to the phones. Angie in Georgia, WDUN. What's on your mind?
Todd, I just want to say I agree with everybody on this radio station. And I am not, if you hang up on me, I understand. Biden not only needs to be impeached, Hillary needs to be in jail. All this stuff is happening because we're allowing it to happen. If you cross China illegally, you're immediately shot. You go to any other country illegally, and you're immediately beheaded, disappeared, or gone. The whole situation is Trump tried to bring America back to America, and all these leftists, Biden needs to be impeached immediately, and Hillary Clinton, along with Bill, need to be behind bars. This is ridiculous. I've got family that serves in the military, and I've probably got one of my family members over in Afghanistan because everything is so hush-hush, we can't find out anything, anything. And if America doesn't think that there's a wrath of God, they better open their eyes up. Biden needs to be gone. The whole administration needs to be wiped out. Try to cross Kuwait illegally and see what happens to you.
Angie, that is a truthful statement right there. And my rationale is this, and I remember hearing President Trump talk about this years ago about how you had to play hardball with these people. Even George W. Bush, Dick Cheney, Ronald Reagan. You've got to be able to put the fear of God in these people, and if you don't, they're going to walk all over you, or the fear of Allah, but no, the fear of Almighty God. And that's why I said they needed to sit down with these people, the Taliban, the people in charge of Afghanistan right now, and say, look, it's very simple. You harm one of our people, we're going to blow one of your cities up. It's that simple. And I guarantee you the Taliban would have gotten into line and they would have protected everybody, but they didn't do that because they see Joe Biden and they see a coward. They see a man who is incompetent, a man who is not capable of leading the United States of America, and they know they can walk all over this guy. That's why they did what they did. Angie, thanks for the call. Let's go to Matt, Memphis, Tennessee, listening to us on KWAM. Matt, what's going on?
Yes, my thinking is if a captain of a ship goes crazy and senile, like Joe Biden, there's a mutiny. We take over the ship. Why can't we do that with Biden?
Well, look, I mean, there's a process here, and the process is the president has to be either impeached, a trial has to be commenced, and if he's found guilty, he's removed from office. Or you could have a majority of the cabinet come together and invoke the 25th Amendment, and you don't have to worry about all of that. He's immediately removed from office. But we have got to send a message here that we're not going to allow the commander in chief to go AWOL on his troops. We cannot allow that to happen, Matt.
I understand. Yes.
All right. Well, let's see how all this plays out over the next couple of days. But right now, the situation has gone from bad to worse to grim. It is a terrible thing. Let's go to Roger in Portland, Maine, WLOB. Roger, what's going on?
Well, sir, we're in a pickle, aren't we?
Yes, sir.
I think we need to target some of our precision weaponry back on all of the assets that we left behind, the rolling stock, the airframes, all of the facilities that we've abandoned, and at the same time, use that time as a distraction to fly in more troops and clean that friggin' airport up and grab everybody up we can. At the same time, we need to remove the president, we need to remove the vice president, we need to remove Pelosi, and hold them all criminally accountable. UCMJ all the way. They have done this country more harm in the last 10 minutes than in history. Oh, my goodness, I'm so disgruntled with the way things are going.
I mean, we have all been sick to our stomachs. I know Liz Peek a couple of days ago, and I've known Liz for, gosh, at least a decade or so, and I've never heard Liz become so emotional as she has been over what's happening right now in Afghanistan.
They're tearing us apart. They're tearing us apart from the inside. It's all intentional. And unless we get our head out of you know where, we're going to be in big trouble very soon. I think this is going to end up being a real embarrassment and a real problem with China coming up in the Pacific, too. You mark my words, they're going to test us.
Roger, if I'm in Taiwan right now, I am shaking in my boots.
I've spent time in Taiwan, and everybody's shaking in their boots. And when they do that, you watch, mark my words, they're going to, at the same time, as they start messing with Taiwan, they're going to occupy the entire Pacific where they've got fortified bases. You mark my words.
Roger, we're writing it down, and you sound like a man. You know what you're talking about here. Appreciate the call, and thank you for listening. This latest information coming in from Jennifer Griffin, this is about 16 minutes ago. At least 12 U.S. service members were killed in the attack. 11 Marines, one Navy medic, and this happened at the Abbey Gate. This is what her sources, and Jennifer Griffin has impeccable sources. That's what they are telling her. Also, in a previous message, she said that the death toll among U.S. service members is likely to rise and that dozens of Americans were wounded in the a bomb attack at the airport. We still have no information about what happened at this hotel, which actually was housing and was a staging area for Americans trying to be evacuated out of the country. A horrible day in America, ladies and gentlemen. I hope tonight you pray for our nation, pray for the families who lost service members today, pray for the Americans still trapped, and just pray that God would have mercy on America. We will be back tomorrow. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.